You hear me? Okay.
你能听见我说话吗？
You hear John? Okay. First of all, I'd like to thank you for giving me this opportunity to share with you this morning.
首先呢，让我非常感谢给我这个机会，能够和会众一起来分享。
Actually, this topic has been in my heart off and on for many years.
这个题目呢，其实在我心里边已经准备了很长时间。
And it happened just about 2 months ago. I was in Canada and I picked up an audio tape concerning this topic. It's a different type of format, different type of situation. But I happened to listen to it and this stimulated me again about this topic about heaven.
大概2个月以前，我在加拿大旅行的时候，听了一个关于天堂的这个信息，这个呢就给我了灵感。然后虽然当时的环境和氛围不同，但是呢确实给了我灵感，来今天来正道。
So I've been praying about it for a couple of months, and I didn't take this topic lightly. And God put in my heart that I should share this with you as He has inspired me.
我这个为这个题目，自从2个月以前一直在祷告，也希望我的正道能够呢给大家，作为一种提示。
I believe that especially in the present day, there is so much chaos, difficulty going on in this world. I think it's very important for Christians to have some idea what heaven means to us.
鉴于世界上有很多的痛苦，对于我们基督徒来讲的话。这个天堂的这个题目还有意义是非常重要的。
Is this on? Okay, I think we're okay now. Okay, thank you. Thank God, you're working. Somehow the technical thing always have difficulty, especially making connection. First of all, I like to share with you some basic about heaven that I think Christian ought to know.
我首先呢是要和大家分享一下关于天堂的基本的理论。
It is true that I think not many of us particularly take this topic seriously because we are living down on earth and heaven seems to be very far away.
对我们来讲的话，可能这感觉并不是一个很严重的一个话题，因为我们目前还是住在地球上，好像。
But I believe that this is a topic that many people are aware of in their lives.
但这个相信这个主题呢，大家心里边都也意识到。
Apparently, there is a statistic survey to show, and it says that about 74% of the population in this country believe that there is heaven.
根据统计显示，这在美国至少有74%的人口都相信。天堂的存在，
But what they think and what they know about heaven is a different story.
但是每个人对天堂的认同却是不一样
The people who do not believe in heaven are atheists.
的。当然也有人是无神论，不相信天堂的存在。
Because they do not believe in God, they do not believe in afterlife, they do not believe in eternity.
他们也不相信有永生，也不相信有神。
Today we kind of read about the Lord's Prayer.
今天我们一起读了，主的主导文。
Why is the Lord's Prayer so important to us? Almost every fundamental churches and Christian group they will take this as an important prayer that was instructed by our Lord Jesus Christ.
为什么对很多基督徒来讲，这个主的主导文是很重要的？
I'll briefly use this Lord's Prayer to mention the three stages about heaven.
因为主的主导文里面讲述了那天堂的三个节奏，对不对？
Now you notice there are about three segments here.
那这一主导文一共有三段。
Another segment here, another segment here. The first section talk about Christ praying about God's kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven.
第一段呢是讲主祷告，神的国降临地上，就像在天上。
You know, when Christ came to this earth, there are two purpose, important purpose for him coming.
当主第一次来的时候呢，在地上要实现两个使命。
Number one is that he wants to introduce the real heaven to all of us.
第一个呢，就是要向我们介绍真正的天堂的含义。
The other reason is in order for us to go to heaven, something has to be done because we are all sinners.
第二是告诉我们，因为我们是罪人，如果要去天堂的话，有些事情需要改变。
Christ came for two purposes. He came to die for us in order he can save us from our sins.
第一呢，他来到地上呢，就是要为我们死，来为我们赎罪。
Of course, together with that is that he now be able to take us back to heaven.
这样的话呢，第二点就是他就可以带我们一起去天堂。
Why? Because when God first created us,He had intention to spend time with us in heaven, Garden of Eden, for eternity.
为什么会这样呢？因为主他的原意就是要和我们一起在天堂里面生活，就像在伊甸园里一样。
But Adam and Eve sinned, so they were driven out of the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, 因为亚当和夏娃的堕落，所以他们被轰出伊甸园。
And since then, all of us have inherited.The sins of Adam and Eve.
就从此以后的话，我们每一个人都有这个原罪。
So in order for God to bring us back to His kingdom to spend eternity with us, He just have to do this to accomplish it. He sent Christ to this earth to die for every one of us who will believe in Him, so that He can bring us back to heaven when the earthly period.Completed.
所以就是从神的原意来讲的话，他就会把他的爱子送到世上，为我们死，然后能够让我们和神一起在天堂里。
But because there has to be some continuity.
因为这需要有连续性。
We can't just jump suddenly from one stage to the other without knowing what is going on.
这天堂需要有连续性，不能从一个台阶放到另外一个层次里面去。
So he sent Christ down to live with us as human.
所以呢，他就让主道成肉身和我们居住在一起。
So he can convey the message to us.
然后让他给我们讲述信息。
In the process, dying for our sin.
在他的死里面，这个信息得以显露。
But he came down to give us a taste of heaven.
当然主下来呢，就给我们尝到了天堂的滋味。
So I call this the first stage of heaven. It's all of us can have a taste of heaven on this earth.
第一阶段，天堂的第一阶段呢，就是说我们都能够尝到天堂的滋味。
So the first day is that it said that God already have heaven eternity prepared for us from the beginning. But then because of sin, we came back to earth.
就是说主在神在亘古的时候呢，就将永恒给我们预备。
So Christ asked us how to pray when we are living on this earth.
然后主又教我们在地上活着时候呢，然后如何去祷告。
We eat to eat in order to live.
我们要吃才可以活。
Emotionally and spiritually, we have tendency to sin because we are sinners.
对，再从我们肉体还有情绪上来讲的话，我们肯定会犯罪。
So God asked Jesus Christ asks us to pray, ask God to help us in our earthly life, how to make it meaningful.
所以主呢就通希望我们通过祷告，能够让我们的地上的生活有意义。
And then third thing, the third stage is Christ wants us to pray for the future, so that our mind will be set also on the future, not just now. There's something better in store for us. So we are not living on this earth just to do the earthly thing. There is a more important part of our life that we should think about.
第三阶段就是让我们能够为未来祷告，就是如何在地上生活的时候也能考虑到今后的事情。
And we have read the other verses today.
我们通过今天的读经。
This is just a refreshment of what we read this morning. The other verses here, then the next one, in the gospel before Christ went back to heaven, and then the last part is in the book of Revelation, talking about future things that are going to happen.
然后刚我们读的一些经节里面，到最后的这个启示录里面讲到新天新地。
Now, this may be what you may not be what you expect when you talk about heaven.
这可能也不是你想象我们讲的天堂这个主题。
But I'd like to share with you the fact that why heaven is so important now because of what happened in between, right?
所以我现在要讲讲为什么这个天堂对我们来讲是如此的重要。
But something I think we didn't realize is that we all are sinners.
可能不是每一个人都认为我们自己是罪人。
Over the years, I have met some friends talking to them who are not believer, not Christian, and they said, no, I'm not sinful. I'm not a sinner. Why should I be called a sinner?
尤其是我一些非基督徒的朋友们不会认为自己是罪人。
I haven't killed, I haven't done anything real bad. Why am I a sinner?
我也不偷东西，我也不杀人，我为什么是罪人呢？
But the Bible told us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 2:23.
在罗马书里面讲到，就是我们每个人都失去了神的荣耀，都在神的眼里都是罪人。
So because of that, I think for Christians, we have to know a little bit about what we call the original sin.
对我们基督徒来讲的话，我们第一个要认清的概念就是原罪的这个概念。
As you know, God created Adam and Eve initially.
我们都知道，神造了亚当和夏娃。
He provided everything for them that they need.
给他们所需的一切。
Except for one exception.
只有一个例外。
He said, "There is a tree of knowledge of good and evil."
只有一个知识善恶树。
Now.You can do everything, eat everything, utilize everything I have provided for you in the Garden of Eden.
除了这棵树上的果子，你任何的东西都可以在
，However,
都可以吃。
I have a rule here, a house rule.
我有一个就是一个规定或者一个命令。
This particular tree you cannot eat.
因为这知识善恶树的果子，
I mean, the fruits of this tree,
你不可以吃。
The fruit of this tree you cannot eat. Okay, you cannot eat trees.
Is it here?
But they said, don't eat it. If you eat it, you shall die.
因为主告诉他们，警告他们，如果你吃了他那个果子，你们就会必死。
Now this story is written in Genesis chapter 3, I believe. So I would not read it, but I think all of you know about this story.
我们基本上大家可能都知道这个这创世纪里面这个故事。
But for sake of time, you can look up Genesis 3 verses 1 to 6 in the meantime, if you like to.
你要想读的话是在第三章一到六节。
But basically, I summarize what happened. Satan, in the term of the serpent, came and tempted Eve.
魔鬼呢，就是用蛇的形象过来诱惑夏娃。
He said, "Well, is that really what God said?"
说那个这是神讲的话吗？这树上的果子你不可以吃。
If you eat this fruit from this tree, you become very wise, like God.
其实你要是吃的话，就会像主一样的有智慧。
You think you really die if you eat it?
你觉得你吃这个果子绝对不会死。
But anyway, if look at the tree.
所以夏娃就看着这个树。
And the Bible said that the fruit looked very good.
这个果子呢，当然是很漂亮的。
Look very tasty.
也很好吃。
Maybe better than any of the other trees in the garden because God didn't want me to try this tree.
我心里面或许在想，因为这树上的果子太好，比任何的果子都好，所以
But
主不想让我吃。
more important in that, I will be wise too, like God.
但是他也想，哎，我要吃了以后的话，就像神一样的，有智慧。
Now, before that time, there's no sin among God's human creation. But God gives freedom for Eve to choose because God wants them to have, Adam and Eve to have freedom of choice.
到那个时候还没有罪的这个概念，但是呢，主呢却给亚当和夏娃能够选择的自由。
But under the influence of Satan, who already, Satan, the serpent represents fallen angels.
我们也都知道那个这魔鬼呢，他是堕落的天使，然后在他的诱惑下。
Because the fallen angel want to be like God.
也同样是因为这个，他也希望像神一样有智慧。
So God cast them out, and they become fallen angels. Now we are thinking in terms of Satan, the devil.
他现在就被就当然是叫做这个Satan,
so he tempted Eve, and Eve took it.
然后这个当然夏娃就禁不住诱惑，就吃了这个果子。
Because as I said, it looks good.
因为这果子确实是很诱人。
Now, the temptation mentioned in Genesis is similar to another place in the 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. If you have time, look at it, jot it down, paper, look it up. John, 1 John chapter 2, 16 is similar to the temptation that Adam and Eve went through.
在约翰一书二章十六节呢，也是基本上是同样的类似的情况发生。
Because this verse talk to us about a human sinful nature.
这节呢经文是讲到我们人的这个罪性。
We want to have pride. We want to be in control of everything. And we want also we have the craving. We have the craving.For things that make us feel good.
讲到我们的骄傲，讲到我们贪婪的心，然后讲到我们希望能够有控制。
So a similar kind of thing that attempted Adam and Eve also attempted us in our daily life as human.
其实亚当也是有同样的性质，所以就被魔鬼诱惑。
So when we talk about the original sin, is that well, maybe it's not fair.Adam and Eve sinned. Why? Because they sinned, I became sinner.
那你可能会讲啊，这好像不太公平，因为亚当夏娃的罪，所以我们也就有罪了。
But unfortunately, we inherited Adam's and Eve's genes and DNA, right?
就是说，但是呢，你要这么想的话，我们是都有亚当和夏娃的基因。
Before they sinned, Adam and Eve were kind of perfect in their DNA and gene property.
Yeah, 当然在他犯罪之前的话，估计他的基因是完美的。
But after they sin, things change.
但他们堕落犯罪以后，就有了一个本质性的变化。
The Satan told Eve, "Well, maybe you won't die."
因为魔鬼说啊，你不会死。
But God definitely said, "If you eat this fruit." You will die.
但是神是怎么讲的呢？神讲你吃了这个果子就必死。
It's a matter of time.
就是这个时间的问题。
So they were driven out of the Garden of Eden. They now down to earth, theoretically down to earth.
啊，他们等于就是从伊甸园里出来就等于是，从理论上讲就到了地上。
They can live initially a few hundred years.
啊，他们一开始的话能可以活几百年。
After Noah's time,
过了挪亚的时候。
God cut down the ages of human being.
然后这人的寿命也慢慢减少。
He said, "The Bible said, if you live to 70, you are pretty good already."
圣经里讲，你要能活到70岁，就已经非常不容易了。
Now with the advancement of science, people live further than that.
当然，随着科技进步，好像我们寿命又延长了。
But sooner or later, they're going to die.
但不管怎么样来讲，人总是要会有一死。
Everybody.
每一个人都不。
And、this is the death sentence that God gave to Adam and Eve. If you eat this fruit, you will die. So if we inherit.The same death sentence for every one of us.
就像主对亚当和夏娃讲，他吃这果必死。那我们每一个人呢，从那个时候呢，就有就是有这样，有都不都难免一死。
So as I understand it, the origin of sin is due to disobedience.
就你可以讲到，因为我们不守主的律的命令，所以导致。
No matter how wise you are.
也不论你多聪明
，You never wiser than God。
我们都不能像神一样聪明
，Because He created all of us。
因为他是我们的创造者。
One analogy is that if you have little kids a few years old running around the house。
另外一个 example 例子就是说，当孩子在家里边玩耍的时候。
The kids have wisdom too, to a certain extent. The kids have wisdom too, to a certain extent.
小朋友们当然也都很聪明伶俐哈。
Like the Jewish kid.
像 Jewish kids.
Like the Jewish kid.
Okay.
When they were very young, they have wisdom too.
每个小朋友其实都是挺聪明伶俐。
But the children who doubt tell them, you can't do this in my house.
当然，父母呢会有时候会不让孩子做一些事情。
Why? Because if you do that, it will hurt you.
本意就是说是让小朋友们意识到做这些事情的话，其实对他们不利。
It's a house rule.
等于是家里面有这么一个家规。
This you can't do. This you can't do.
你可以做这个，不可以做那个。
Why? Because the parents know better than the kids. Because they are more mature. They know more. They have more knowledge. They have better wisdom than the kids.
因为都大家都知道，父母肯定是比孩子更有经历，所以就会更有智慧。
So if you look at that way, you will know that the reason God asked Adam and Eve not to do certain things because they know they are not good for them.
这主其实也是一样，知道有些事情不让亚当夏娃做，是因为对他们没有益处。
And in this sense is that you cannot but will be wiser than me, otherwise.The eternal kingdom will be in chaos.
隐喻就是，当然了，这个他所受造之物也不可能像神一样有智慧。
Why civilization need to have laws and rule and regulation?
就像我们所有的文明呢，都需要有秩序，有法律。
Why do you need to have policemen around?
为什么会有警察
？To make sure people are behaving, right? Otherwise, you don't have civilization.
这样的话，人们就会遵纪守法，不然的话，会有文明的存在。
God is doing the same thing. If you happen to be part of the population of this eternal kingdom, you have to learn also and accept the obedience under an omnipotent God who created you.
就像在神的国度里面一样，我们作为神的子民，也应该遵守神的的法律。
I believe that is how I understand the importance of the original sin.
所以呢，很重要，我们要知道原罪的这个概念。
God did it for a good reason.
神给我们这个是确实是为我们的益处。
And if we really examine our own life, we know that we have tendency in God's sight to sin.
对，我们都知道，在主的眼里面，我们都有这种。有犯罪的这种倾向。
That's why Christ came.
所以神就把。
That's why he came to talk about salvation.
送给我们，谈到这个拯救。
For every one of us.
对我们每个人的拯救。
Also, he promised us one of these days we're going back to spend eternity with him.
也给我们这样的诺言，在今后我们能够和他同住在天堂。
Now, even you can say that we have two natures. We have a human nature and spiritual nature.
我们也可以说我们有两种特性，一个是人的特性，一
个是属灵
的特性。
Adam and Eve sinned, so we have this inherited tendency for sinning. But on the other hand, we are spiritual beings. We inherit some of the qualities of God in our life. So we have also this other part of our lives, the spiritual part,that we have a yearning, in a way, a yearning to go back where we belong. That is the everlasting heaven that God has prepared for us.
当然是从亚当夏娃那边我们继承了人的特性，但是从神那边有灵里的特性，这灵里的特性呢，就让我们心里面对天堂有向往。
Now, I just want to share with you a little bit about human concept of taste of heaven.
让我们想讲一讲，从我们人的角度来讲，这个品尝天堂是什么样的含义。
Whether you are believer or not in Christ,
不管你信不信主。
We have the human spiritual earning, the sixth sense of earning, yearning for something we can that we feel good.
你在你的里面总是有着一种属灵的。有这种和您或者称为第六感的这种良善。
So I'd like to share with you on two aspects of this good feeling, taste of heaven.
我呢就从以下两点来讲一讲这个品尝天堂是什么样的含义。
The good part and the bad part.
好的一面也有不好的一面。
Now taste of heaven mean I said.We feel very good sometimes. You know, you feel like, oh, it is like heaven. Maybe you went to a Chinese restaurant, ate some meal that you never tasted before. Wow, it tastes so good. Feel like I'm eating something from heaven.
这个天堂的滋味呢，有的时候就像我们去中餐馆吃一个我们从来没吃过的美味的感觉，是非常好的。
Now, Many of you have experienced different parts of your life. I will just share with you a little bit about our feeling, or feeling good, the taste of heaven.
讲讲我们这种就是美好的这个味觉感受就是。
Okay, for example. Well, if you happen to be, for example, family taking a vacation out in the west.
比如说。一家人去西部旅游。
You went to visit the Yellowstone Park.
去了黄石公园。
You went to see the Grand Canyon.
看了大峡谷。
Wow, it looks so good.
当然确实很漂亮。
Almost like heaven.
就像感觉像在天堂里边。
You like that?This is in Yellowstone Park, one of the geysers.
这是黄石公园里面的一个那个地热喷泉。
This is Grand Canyon. How many of you been there before? You haven't. You go there. You sit and look at this. Oh, it seems so good. It's like being up in heaven.
当时你坐在那边看这个峡谷的时候，可能感觉就非常美好。
God gave us this creation as a taste of what's going to happen.Happen in the future. That's the taste.
当然，神的创造也给我们看到，能够让我们尝到天堂的这个滋味。
Or even better.
或者更好的
During your honeymoon, you spend the time there. During your honeymoon.
你可以在那里度蜜月。
How many of you think honeymoon is not like a taste of heaven? How many of you are married?
你们每个人认为蜜月像在品尝天堂的滋味吗？
This is a very important part of your life. Wow. I wish my honeymoon will last forever.
这是当然，这个蜜月对我们每一个这个人来讲都是很重要。
Unfortunately, because of sinful nature, you know, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months after honeymoon, things are different, right?
我们希望蜜月都能够永恒，但是我们也知道，因为我们的罪性过了三个月，可能我们的想法就开始不一样了。
We have to adjust to one another because of sinful nature. We have to really know how to learn to just adjust to one another.
让这个夫妻就靠要相互的这个适应。
Maybe after a while, we go for a second honeymoon to rebuild our relationship.
然后可能过一段时间的话，你们可能又再有第二个蜜月。
It's also a taste of heaven.
这也是一个品尝天堂的滋味的这么一个例子。
How many of you have traveled down to the Florida Keys?
你没有去过佛罗里达？
Well, you can try sometime your family, ask your parents to take you down to the Florida Keys.
就是等于是在美国佛罗里达州最南部的一个狭长的一个地带。
There's a place called Bahia Honda State Park.
有一个地方就是这个州立公园。
Many years ago, I drove down with my family to that area.
很多年前我一家人去过那里，去过这里。
The temperature was 90 plus degrees, hot and humid, really uncomfortable. What is the matter? Why don't you go down to the Florida Keys in the summer fall?
夏天那里简直不是人待的地方，天气很热。
But there is this park. The water is crystal clear, very, very cool and soothing. So everybody jump into this water. Wow, feels so good. It's like feeling a taste of heaven.
但是水呢，确实很清澈，很凉爽，每个人都迫不及待地跳到当中，那种感觉就像品尝天堂的滋味。
Your kid can snorkel there underwater too, seeing things, feeling so good out from away from the 90 plus degree temperature.
对啊，你可以在里面做潜伏，看看水下的世界，非常的美丽。
I want to call taste of heaven.
而且真的是一种品尝天堂滋味的感受。
I used to be practicing surgery. I have to share my life. I used to practice surgery.
我们都知道长老他以前是外科医生。
In our olden day, there's no restriction like they do now for protect the trainee.
以前的话，对于这个学医的来讲，没有任何的保护。
In the past, we can be on call 72 hours straight, no sleep.
以前的话，我们有的时候连续工作72个小时，也不可以睡觉。
Whenever the alarm call, you have to rush over there to try to save somebody's life.
每次被那个叫的时候呢，你都要马上就去救人。
When you are on call, you want to eat your meal, you want to eat real fast.
你吃饭的时候呢，也很仓促，吃得很快。
Why? Because when the cold blue came.You have to leave everything behind and go there.
当就是 code blue 是吧
？Code blue, yeah, an emergency call. Yeah.
对，但就以
cardiac arrest.
就是当有人叫有紧急的医疗事故的时候，你要马上去。
So resident, learn how to eat fast.
Every 个年轻的医生都学会了吃饭吃得很快。
You don't eat fast, you may not have the rest of the meal.
你不吃快了，就等于没有饭吃一样。
Well, sometimes you really have to go for 48, 30, 72 hours without much sleep.
经常的时候是48到72小时没有时间睡觉。
Well, by that time you are about done.
那是已经到了生理的极限。
Like a goner.
像什么 ？What?
Like a goner.
Goner.
Okay.
Oh, goner. G-O-N-E-R.
I'm gone. I'm dead. I'm dead.
就完全就
get tired.
就完全就等于是昏睡过去了。
It won't be so nice if I have a foam mattress that I can sleep on right after that for another 12 hours. So this is the lucky one resting on the foam mattress. You know what the foam mattress?
Foam mattress. 这是我们当中里面可能比较幸运的一位，然后在经历生理极限的时候还能有一个床垫。
In my mind, you know, this is like heaven, like a taste of heaven after all the hard work, right?
对我来讲，那时候我来讲，这就是一种感觉，品尝天堂滋味的一种感受。
So that's what I mean is God gives us this potential to learn how to enjoy life too. This is the very first stage of heaven, God brought us to think of.
那对于来讲的话，地上就是神所创造的天堂的第一阶段，主呢给我们这种倾向，能够去享受它。
But unfortunately, we were like Adam and Eve. We can extend ourselves to get more than we are supposed to get.
但是从亚当夏娃里面来，我们的人的性质呢，就像我们需要想希望获得更多。
We get to the point we want to feel good all the time.
我们有这样的幻想，就希望在任何时候、任何时间、任何一分一秒里边都能够有享受。
I don't care what you think about it, but as long as I feel good, I want to do it.
就不管别人的感受，只要自己能够享受就好。
Now, we sometimes do that without breaking the law.
当然，有的时候这样并不违法，这样做。
But it can hurt others in our lives by doing that, being selfish.
但是这种自私的欲望呢，当然也会伤害别人。
But in the secular world, without the guidance of the Bible, the teachers, people even break the law, do things against the laws in order to feel good.
但是没有圣经的引导，在这个世俗的社会里面，我们也知道有的人都需要都通过犯罪来获得很多享受。
But also God laid down some natural law in this world.
但是即使对这样的社会呢，主对这样的社会也有很自然的一些法则。
If you do something bad, you got to have to reap the result.
我们都知道，最多是有结果的。
Some days, why people get into drug addiction, alcohol, and other addiction.
比如说有一些人可能会。有毒瘾，或者是酒瘾，或者是其他的一些瘾。
You have to understand that is the bad part of human nature, the sinful part of human nature.
这当然都是从我们的罪里面来。
If you let that part take out control our life, then we get into trouble.
你如果选择让你的罪来那个驾驭你，当然这就是这样的结果。
That's why believing in Christ, knowing the Bible, is so important. It's going to help us how to live well.
所以有圣经的引导，神的引导是非常重要的。
Now in medicine, there is a group of drugs called recreational drug.
在医药领域呢，有一种叫做叫什么娱乐性质的药物。
This is well known. It's all over the world, all over the country.
应该全世界人都知道有这么一个种类。
One of them is cocaine.
其中一个当然就是cocaine.
Marijuana.
大麻。
Methamphetamine.
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 冰毒。
You read in the paper a lot of people trying to make this last kind of drug at home and get caught.
你也知道，大家人病毒这种东西在家里边都可以自制，经常有人在家里边就被逮住。
The reason in all this drug, after you take it, it put you on a high level spiritually, so to say.
如果你要就是说，服用了这些所谓的娱乐性药物呢，会让你觉得很嗨。
Medically, it has been proven, studied, make people feel very good.
就是让人觉得会
good feeling,
会感觉很美好。
And it's just what like a taste of heaven, seem like I'm in heaven.
这感觉好像有感觉像是品尝到天堂的滋味。
That's why people take those drugs because if they are depressed, if they don't food, if they are angry, we take the drug, it put them in another stage of their life. They feel good, they forget about things.
因为人们服用它的原因，确实是你有经历痛苦或者是生气的时候，你吃了这样的药，你马上就会到另外一种感受里面。
I won't go into detail, but all this drug, recreation drug, make people feel good, especially for young people, along with alcohol, make them feel good. But if you combine the two particularly, you are in trouble.
所以我也不用再。仔细讲，不管是这娱乐性的药物还是酒精，这些东西呢，确实有的时候让人，特别是年轻人感到很快乐。
好you know, alcohol. Why people become alcoholic? Because drink alcohol make you feel good, but only for a short time. When you woke up, you have headache, you have, you know, after effect, right? layover, what do you call?
就像喝酒一样，当是这种快乐是短暂的。等你醒酒了以后的话，经常会头痛。
I forgot now whether it's 李白 or 是杜甫，他说：“以酒消愁，愁更愁，是不是？”啊，is that what I'm saying？以酒再说，愁更愁，是吧？
借酒消愁，愁更愁。
Well, you feel good for a few hours, but the next morning you get headache, you feel bad, back in the same step. So you keep drinking. That's how you become alcoholic.
因为这种快乐是短暂的呢，所以你就要经常的喝，所以呢就变成了瘾君子。
As I said, I won't go through all that.
这就是我不用再多讲这个这些娱乐性药物或者是酒精的作
But
用。
you know, it came down, it hit us. It hit us. This situation hit us. Young people. I hope the young people here will listen to this.
但这些东西呢，对我们年轻人确实特别有害。
Some of you may have read in the paper or not. Some of not. How many of you read in the paper?
就你知道我们最近
Two young boys, same family.
两个年轻的男孩。
One 16, one 17.
16和17岁。
One's already studying first year college.
一个是大学一年级。
One just graduating from Penn High, or
另外一个
Penn High.
是高三，刚刚从 Penn High 毕业。
Now it happened last month, okay? It happened last month in the local area. They live in Granger. Some of you may even know the area of Granger.
这两个小朋友是住在那个 Granger。
Norwood area of Granger. Okay. Well, on Saturday they went to a party, having fun, youth having fun.
星期六。
They drank, alcohol, and took some kind of drugs.
咱们在一个次派对里的时候呢，当然酗酒，又吃了服用了一些不该用的药物。
Well, at 1:30 in the morning, Saturday, Sunday, it happened. The party on Saturday, 1:30 in the morning on Sunday, the police were called for emergency. Two young people were real sick.
1:30，第二天凌晨1:30呢，警察接到报案，说两个。小男孩非常感觉很
So the police came to their residence.
感觉是生病了，然
The
后警察就来到
police
他
came
家
to
里。
their residence. And they called for medical help too. And it just happened one of the doctors live around that area close by. So they called this doctor and they were able to revive these two young people, two teenagers, from death.
当时恰好他们邻居有一个是医生。也就是能把他们从死里面给救过来
Well, the next thing you know, they were called again later in the morning.
然后当然去到第二天早晨11点钟左右吧，又接到报案。
They get a call said they found two dead young people. Then this brother, sixteen, seventeen, or 17, 18 years old. They found them dead at their home
然后报案
in
是
Granger.
两个小孩在家里边发现死亡。
And 18 and 19, I'm sorry, give the age.
18 and 19, 是18岁和19岁的两个孩子。
These are the two brothers.
你能看得见两个孩子
They
照片。
found them dead at their home because after the party they went home, never woke up.Never woke up.
就是结束派对以后回家，然后两个人睡觉，再也没醒过来。
From combination of alcohol and drug overdose, they didn't know for sure what kind of drug yet, but because they participated in that party to feel good, to have a feel of heaven, a taste of heaven on earth.
就是死亡原因就是酒精和药物过度使用，就是为了追求短暂的快乐。
It hit home because it happened right in our community.
他就是真的是很对我触动很大，正好在我们的这个社区。
Knowing the temptation of this world,
能够给我们看到这个世界对我们的诱惑。
I can tell you, it can happen in any of our children too.
这种事情呢，不是只会发生在别人身上，也会发生在我们自己的身上。
Because when young people get together, they want to have fun and feel good. And then when they step out of the limit, they get into trouble.
当然，年轻人在一起，要快乐也没有什么错误，但是过了界限，他就会有一系列的严重问题产生。
So this ability God gave us for a taste of heaven can have two sides.
就是即使是感觉到天堂的滋味呢，也是有两方面。
Take the good side, you enjoy life, enjoy nature, enjoy all God provide for us.
积极方面的话，就是主给你的创造，你都可以享受。
Like in the Garden of Eden before the fall.
就像在伊甸园里边一样。
On the other hand, if you take the other bad part of it, the sinful nature, and you push it that way.
在用消极方面来讲的话呢，例如如果用我们的罪性来控制我们。
You know what the result is going to be.
你也知道会有什么样的结果。
And God said finality is death.
我们都知道最终的结果就是死。
So keep that in mind.
给大家做一种警醒。
Now, the reason I have you read all those Bible verses today is because the Bible gave us an idea how heaven can be divided into stages.
今天让大家读了这么多经节呢，就是想大家能够看到天堂的三个阶段。
Christ came, he tell us, you can have a taste of heaven on earth, the good taste of heaven on earth.
就主来了以后，让我们能够尝到好的天堂的滋味。
But when you die, you go to another place called paradise.
当我们死的时候呢，我们去到另外一个地方，叫做乐园。
This in theology among Christians, we call this intermediate heaven. It's not the real heaven, final heaven yet, but it's the intermediate heaven. Our concept is paradise.
那这还不是我们死了以后，还不是直接进入到天堂。到了这一个地方呢，可能按在神学角度来讲的话，是叫一个即时的天堂的地方，就是。
Why do we know that? Because we heard about Christ when he hung on the cross. Two other criminals next to him, one rejected him, the other one accepted him as God, Son, Son of God.
我们从路加福音刚才读到，两个和他一起同钉十字架的盗匪，一个接受他，一个。没有接受他。
So he said, "Remember me." He asked Christ to remember. Basically, it's a sign of acceptance. There is a sinner. He required Christ.
那接受主的那一位就让基督能够记住他，纪念他。
So Christ said, "Well, tonight you will be. Today you will be me." Once you lost your life, you gave up the ghost life. You will be in paradise with me.
那主是怎么说呢？主说：“那今天你就要和我一起同住乐园。”
That's why we know this intermediate age, the immediate stage of heaven we call paradise. All your relatives and friends who are believers who already died, they are all up there now. They are all up there in the immediate heaven.
就是人死了以后的话，就会去乐园，就包括我们一些朋友，基督教的朋友们，
and then,
亲人都在那里边。现在
the last stage, the final stage of heaven.Is what we describe in the book of Revelation.
最后一个天堂阶段是在启示录里边讲到。
Now, I have to say that I kind of modify my planning to share with you today because I found out this basic part about heaven is much more important than to talk about what heaven is like, the third stage.
我今天呢主要重心呢是讲，就是天堂的基本概念，好像是比。这个新天新地的概念更重要一些。
But I like to talk to you about that next month. It's a different time.
下个月的时候可能会多讲一些新天新地的事情。
But today I like to encourage you and myself why we are on earth living, why we want to think about heaven, still keep it in our mind.
但是就是希望大家能够重视，即使我们今天在地上生活呢。也能够把这天堂这个意义能够理解到，特别是在离地上的生活。
I will share a few reasons that I came to mind as to why we still need to think about heaven when we are living and well. We are not dying today. Why we think about heaven?
我下面给一些大家一些原因，为什么即使在地上，我们应该考虑这个天堂的事。
I think it's good for us to keep in mind this in our mind when we live on this earth.
对我们来讲，对我们的生活很有意义。
I just go through this briefly. Number one, we keep our priorities straight. What is most important in our life?
第一点呢，就是让我们每天的生活重心能够有知道我们生活重心是什么，重点。
The material thing versus the spiritual thing.
一个是物质生活，还有在精神生活上的重要性。
Having heaven in mind also give us how we want to look at the world. We call the personal world view.
特别是能够帮我们能够建立正确的对世界的观念。
In other words, if we have the whole picture in mind, we won't be so upset every time we read the newspaper about what happened here, what happened here. There is war, there is earthquake, there is all kinds of things happening. If you have the whole picture in mind, you won't feel so depressed looking at the newspaper.
如果你有这样的正确的世界观，或者你就不会对每天在日常中发生的一些事情很伤感。
The third is, it will give us courage in our life. If we happen to find difficult time, trial and so forth, it gives us courage and the endurance to go through things that we don't like on this earth, but we have to experience.
It's living. 能够想到天堂呢，同时呢，给我们在生活上的勇气以及毅力。
Now later I'll share with you two examples, but you have read about the book of Job, how he suffered, right?
两个例子，一个就是约伯。
But I'd like to share with you two real life stories later when I conclude my sharing.
之后的话，我也会给大家讲一个现实生活中两个实例。
Why it is important when we go through difficult time to keep God and heaven in mind?
特别是我们在经历困苦的时候、痛苦的时候，有天堂的这种和主在心里面是对我们有多大的帮助。
And number four is that we will take life, as I said, in a way, it's a world view, but we take life a little differently. We won't be so gung-ho about certain things.
我们如果有这样的这个天堂的观念呢，也不会对事事都斤斤计较。
If you hurt me,
如果你伤害了我
，I'm going to hurt you back. That's not fair. Why you do that to me? Well, it's not fair. But I didn't do anything wrong. Why you do that to me?
一般来讲的话，你伤害我，我也会报复。
You happen in family. You happen amongst friends.
这个不仅是在家里面，朋友之间也会发生。
If you take that to heart, you will be fighting all the time.
如果你是这样的观念的话，当然大家都会互相
In the Old Testament, like say, eye to eye, a tooth to a tooth, we fight. 以眼为眼，以牙为牙。
就像旧约里讲，我们有这种以牙还牙、以眼还眼的这种征战的这种态度。
So we can relate to people better if we look at heaven, God, and you forgive people. Oh, you are bad to me. Okay, I still try the best to make you feel good.
然后，但是有这样的观，有正确的观念呢，你就会能够原谅，能够原谅。
This Bible talks about loving your enemy. That is the most difficult thing to do.
就像圣经里讲，要你的敌人，你也要原谅。
If you have heaven in mind, this kind of attitude you should have.
你有这样的天堂的这种认识的话
，Or try to be like that.
你也会慢慢的会有这样的心智，可以去原谅别人。
Number five is.With that kind of attitude, we look at the world differently, and we like to help people because it makes you feel good to be able to help people.
第五点就是说，会让我们能够愿意乐于助人。
You are practicing heaven on earth.
等于就是你其实是在帮助实现在地上的天堂。
You help somebody who is in need, that person get better or do better, make you feel good.Feel like in heaven too.
你看到别人受到帮助，生活得到起色，然后你也会有这样的愉悦。
So it helps to help us to live a less selfish life, thinking about others.
让我们也过一个非常不自私的生活，能够为别人着想。
You look at the South Bend Tribune every day, they are in the obituary page, right? Always, at least 5, 10 or more people dying every day, even in just South Bend itself.
你看报纸，经常讣告栏里人，一天至少有十几位人都过世。
And they talk about what the person did during his lifetime.
大家都会，布告上都会写这些人的生平的事迹。
When you feel good, when you feel good for your family, and when you're up in paradise, you know that people are happy because of what you did while you are on earth.
你的亲人，还有你的朋友，以及受过你恩惠的人都会因此。On
earth, we call our legacy. What is your legacy while you are on earth?
在人，即使你住在乐园时，他们也会纪念你的事迹。
Older folk like to think, as a Christian, older folk like to think, I want to end well in my life. I want to end well in my life.
对于基督徒来讲的话，当然都希望有一个良好的结局。
And I think Billy Graham used this term, he's finishing well in life.
Yeah, the Billy Graham 也是讲到葛培里。
Number
6, 讲到我们要能够有一个很善始善终。
Number 6 is, a lot of time we are so gung-ho, we want what we want. I must have it. Okay.
如果不是这样的话呢，我们真的是凡事都是处心积虑，斤斤计较。
But God is telling us, if you have heaven in mind, material thing on earth, they are relative only. Don't be so gung-ho that you must possess or what, get what you have. You have as Christian how to let go and let God take over your life.
如果你要有这种天堂的这概念的话呢，你就会对物质生活呢就没有那么强的欲望。
And finally, we all have to say, when we go to the grave, all we can bring with us is our own dead body, right? We can bring nothing with us except what? A memory, good memory, your legacy.
人死的时候呢，什么也带不到坟墓去，只是。 留下一些好的故事，好的记忆，以及你所做过的一些善事。
Now I run through a couple of life examples to encourage you when I end this sharing with you.
下面就讲讲我刚才提到的两个生活中的实例。
How many of you heard of a person called Joe D. Erickson Tata? Okay. This girl back in 1950s. Oh, 1967. She was 17 years old, this girl. 1967.
1967岁的一个17岁啊。
She's 17 years old, okay? She went with her family for vacation, having a good time. She liked to swim. She jumped off a pier, and her head hit the bottom. And she become completely paralyzed from shoulder down. Can't move arms, can't move legs. We call quadriplegic.
这个女孩呢，她去度假，然后去跳水，头撞在湖底。
But because she was a Christian, she had good Christian help, friend that encouraged her. So she did not give up. She is the one of the first person who wrote her perception of heaven.
她就是从颈部以下全身瘫痪，但她是一个基督徒，她是好像第一位写关于她认识到的天堂。
She wrote this book a few decades ago.
她写了这本书。
And it encouraged a lot of people who are going through difficulty in life not to give up.
也帮助了很多在当时在困难里面生活挣扎的人们。
She became a big example because she tried to help people who also are disabled using her own experience to help other people, encourage other people. She has quite a few foundations internationally helping people who are in need.
她用自己的经历来帮助其他有类似经历的人，然后她也有自己的基金会。
She herself cannot use her arm, her leg, but you know what? She used her mouth and she start painting.
她虽然不能用手用她用嘴来学习绘画。
If you look at some of the picture, I think she ride horses too. So you know, she draw some really beautiful picture of horses.
你可以看看她的绘画，然后她自己呢还同时骑马，有一些很好的
Now I talk about let go and let God. I just kind of read through this. Why sometimes we have to give up our way and let God take over in life? He said, "This message said, my mind was filled with worry and fear. My health was starting to fail. I had sunk to the lowest point in my life. I was a sailboat without a sail." You have had people going through divorce.Have had people having loved one die right in front of their eye. This is the kind of thing life talk about that we have to go through, which is part of human life. I fell to my knees and asked, God, if you are real, let me know. And a small voice in the back of my head said, I am waiting for you to let go. The moral to this story is simple but true. I learned after so many mistakes,Let go and let God do the thing, do the doing. Just remember to give thanks to God because you are His creation and He has eternity get ready for you to enjoy.
那对于我们生活来讲的话，就很重要的一点就是能够放下我们的自我，让我们自己去放下，但是让主能够作为我们的帮助。
59 years ago today, almost 60 years ago.
60 years ago.
Five young missionary men.
有五位传道人。
Five young men with family and very young kids. They feel that God led them to go and preach the gospel to some tribal people in Africa.
他们就是受到神的启示，要到非洲部落里边去传道。
They went to a small village. They make contact so they can preach the gospel to these people who didn't know anything about salvation of God.
他们当去到一个部落村落，然后和那些人接触。
Now this note is January 8, 2015. So this happened about 59, almost 60 years ago.
在1月15号的时候，是吗？等距今现在有基本上60年了。
These are the five people who died because they went to this Indian tribe. They said this African tribe people initially make good contact. For some reason, those people felt insecure with this new people coming in from the civilized world, and they end up spearing these five people to death.
这就是这五位年轻人当时去这部落里面传道，也不知道是什么原因。
As I say, they all are family.
这五位年轻人就被用矛刺死。
One of them is called Jim Elliot.
其中有一位，他们都有自己的家，然后有一位人叫做 Jim Elliot.
The reason I want to share that is because I think he has a message that can encourage all of us.
以他为重点讲他，是因为他能给我们一个非常好的一个信息。
This is a magazine back in January 30, 1956, shortly after this happened. Life magazine was very popular. It was read all over the world. So this news was all over the world at that time. And they spent a few pages in this magazine talking about missionary jungle martyrdom.
这是1956年1月份的一期的这《生活》的杂志，这个《生活》杂志在当时也很畅销。然后他们确实是用了几页的篇幅来讲述这五位年轻人殉道的故事。
But I want to share with you is this.
当时呢这可能是他的日记吧。
Jim Elliot wrote down his diary a few months before this.
就是他在几个月之前写的。
Now,
在他死之前写的,
his writing in his diary become very well known to Andreas Christian during trial. But I looked up at what he was saying too in his diary in this, but there's something I thought so very important. He said, one of the great blessings of heaven is the appreciation of heaven on earth.
他的那个写作呢, 也是成为很多人的激励。 其中有一段很重要的话, 就是他写,
And he is actually referring to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10.
当时他就写了一句话, 基本上是, 从, Ephesians,
I won't go into that now because I don't have time. You can read it. Ephesians 1, 9 and 10. I think he referred to those two verses.
第一章第十节里面, 讲到一句话, 就是我们最大的这个祝福, 就是, 就是能够, 欣赏在地上的天堂。
He knew about heaven. He knew what God's plan is. That's why he said, he is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose.
他对天堂的理解就是非常的深刻，他就谈到了一句话，就是说，我应该是说我们的主并不傻，他给我们的是我们不能够失去的。 我们永远能够保存的。
This Ephesians, I did have it here, so I said, the Ephesians 9, he said, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his goodness, talking about Christ, God and Christ, which he purposed in Christ. God sent Christ down for that purpose, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment. When they come to the end of the earth, what God planned is, and come to earth to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. So here we're talking about is the eventuality of the human race, and that is the eternal heaven that God has prepared.
这篇经节就是应该讲到是这个人类的这种永恒，就是因为是神的美意。 他通过基督里边所定的义，然后把他的这个秘密传授给我们。
So I believe that is what Jim Elliot has in mind when he wrote his diary about heaven on earth. He has much better goal, and he was willing, no matter what happened, to reach out to people for the gospel.
就是Jim 在他死之前的日记里面提到的，就是不管在地上发生什么事情。 他也一样要做他这个传道的工作。
It's a picture of the widows with their little kids.
这照片是他们的丧夫的妻子们。
But one encouraging thing is that just on June 18, there's an article that said Jim Elliot's wife, instead of giving up, sobbing, feeling bad for herself, she took her little kid with her and went back to those jungle to preach gospel to those people.
讲到那个Jim的太太，即使她的丈夫被那个部落人杀害了，她也和她的孩子一起回到部落里面继续传道。
Because of their effort, many people in that tribe were saved, including the killer who initially killed her husband.
对，因为她的努力，这个村落里面很多人都觉知信主，包括杀害他们五位的凶手。
She just died last month at the age of 88.
上个月她在88岁高龄的时候去世了。
That was her legacy.
这是她的，她有一个伟业。
So to conclude my sharing today, I want to just share something I did share with you before.
我就是想讲讲他给世界所讲的，我们也讲过给你，讲过给我们。
This is the tombstone I saw in Canada a number of years ago. I have talked to you, some of you have seen before. I like John to read it in Chinese.
以前好像我也讲过这个，但可能不是每个人都在，我给大家读一下。 上面好像写是，这里是融合为一体的两个灵魂，他们在凄苦、贫困、卑贱、恐怖交织中无怨无悔，心又顽强地挣扎出来。他俩既一无所有，又一事无成，流落番邦，更不能魂归故里。连他俩生命的延续也只能在此落地生根，他们又有何面目在墓碑上留下姓名？
They gave a picture, though. This couple struggled hard on earth to make a living, find stable, but no future hope. When they die, they said, I'll just bury in the ground forever. No hope.
对，真的是，看那个墓志上面，好像没有任何的希望。
Contrast was Jim Elliot's theology and how he looked at the world.
那跟 Jim 的这个的观点是完全相反的。
One again said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose."
Jim 的观点是，我们的神是不会给我们他我们不能够保持，也不可能去失去的。
I believe there's ultimate example for us to learn, even though we'll never get to that level, possibly. But at least we should have a taste of what we should do when we live on this earth as Christian.
对，那对于我们来讲，这天堂的话，特别是在地上啊，要能够继续能够品尝这种积极的这种天堂的滋味。
So, to end this sharing, I like Jason to put up the DVD. This is a very popular song in the past. The author wrote it about 150 years ago. This song is based on the first two, three verses of the book of Revelation chapter 22. Talk about the fact that in the final eternal heaven, God's love is like a river running down from his throne.
结束我们今天的正道呢，我是用一首歌，这首歌大概是在150年前写的，是在启示录里边引用启示录里边第22章里面的经节，讲到主像活水流下来。
So the author of this song, how beautiful it's going to be if all of us is going to be going waiting at this river to meet God to enjoy eternity. That's all this song about, and a happy song. I'd like all of you to sing with this.We have three verses. You may know the melody, you may not, but you will learn. So while we do that, we have something special today. I'd like to have all the youth going to the mission trip. I'd like to have all the deacon, have the pastor, anybody who want to join us to come to the front while we sing this song. Then the pastor can give a blessing, permission prayer for the kids, for the young people to go out next week to the mission field. Okay.
在我们唱歌的时候呢，也请我们一起请牧师上来为我们这些年轻人为下星期是星期日早上出门的这个青少年宣教活动也给祝福。
You have the insert in the English version, but this will be in the Chinese version. So some of you want to sing in Chinese.
这个是
So you can pray for us anytime.
是中文版的。
the melody. I'd like to sing it one more time. Few voices. Why do that? A lot of young people and to come out here during that time, and a lot of all of us to stand together to welcome them for this mission trip they are planning. So if we all stand up, and Jason, will you play that one more time, and then we will sing together. You have the voices in English. It's hard to read in Chinese, maybe, but just sing it one more time. Come forward, the youth and the leader and the deacon to come so that the pastor can pray for us.